You were diagnosed in 1948 when you were 13. So was everything taught to you as a responsible 13-year-old, or was it taught to your parents?
It's a bit of both. They expected you to learn as rapidly as possible the different food values, and they taught your parents as well. They had to, because fortunately my parents realised that they got to know these things. And my mother was rather strict, and everything, she religiously weighed everything. Now, it's quite funny, because later on in life, I think when my mum was about 56, she actually developed diabetes. And she was fortunate that she went straight to the doctor, and the doctor said to her, "Well, how did you know you got diabetes?" And she said, "Because my son's got it." And he said, "Oh." And that way she'd learnt to recognise the signs. Now, it's obviously genetic in my particular family, because my sister, the oldest sister, developed it later on in life, when she was, I think, early 50s, something like that, because I know she's had it for some time now. So it's obviously there within the family. And I know that an aunt on my father's side has also developed it in later life. So it's probably come, it just happens to be a bit unfortunate that it's come into both families when they merged together. But okay, this is one of those things that happens. It could be that because the diets in long ago were different to what they are today, they're probably better for you because you didn't eat so much. There were no ready-made meals then. None. There were no freezers. You couldn't go into a shop and buy something out of a freezer because there were no such things. And